Okay, good evening, everybody. This coming Shabbos, Rez Hashem, we read Parshas Toldos, and towards the beginning of the Seder, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Yitzchak Avinu, and he promises him various things. In the first source, Parakal Vav of Bereshis Pasuk Dalet, Verbeis Yizarcha Kechochwe Hashemayim, you'll have many children, and V'nos Ha'atil Yizarcha Eskolar Tzosa El, your children will receive this land, the land of Eretz Yisrael, and V'zbaruch Hu B'zarcha Kol Ga'aretz, there will be a source of Baruch, all beautiful things. And the Pasuk, hey, Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Bekoli. All of this is because your father Avram, Shoma Bekoli, heeded my voice. Vayishmor Mishmartim Mitzosai Chukosai V'Sorosai. He listened and he observed all my mitzvahs and all my chukim, my Torahs, and so on and so forth. All because of the greatness of Avram Avinu. Yitzchak's going to continue and he's going to get the same bracha. So Rashi here in the second source, in Parakav Pasuk Hey, splits up all these different things. What does it mean? Shama Avram Bekoli? Says Rashi, Kishinisisio, so when I gave him all those tests, right, the 10 nisyonos, including the Akedah. Vayishmor Mishmarti, there are various gzeros, harchokos, alas harash b'torah. There is gzeros and things which keep you away from doing averus. Mitzosai are those dvarim she'ilo nichtav ruim lahem litzavos, things which, even if they wouldn't be in the Torah, they're proper things that people understand, and not to steal, not to murder, and so on. Logical mitzvos. Chukosai are those things which people make fun of us for, that don't seem to have a reason for it. Just gzeres hamelech, like not eating chazer, not wearing shatnez, and sorosai, lahavi toshav peh, halacha lemoshe misinai. So says Rashi, in explaining each one of the phrases in this pasuk, and this basically is partially on the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah and Parshas Samach Dalet Siman Dalet Source 3, Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Bekoli Vayishmor Mishmarti Mitzosai Chukosai V'Sorosai. So the end of that pasuk with Sorosai, that's plural, right? It says Torah in the plural. What do you mean? Are there two Torahs? What do you mean Sorosai? So Rabbi Yonasan B'Shem Yochram Afilo Hilchus Eruve Chatzeres Hay Avram Yodea Sorosai Shtei Torah Shekim Afilo Mitzakalash Be'Alpeh. It means Sorosai, the Torah Shebichsav, but also the Torah Shebapen. The example, even Eruv Echatzeres, right? That you have to have an Eruv in order to carry on Shabbos. You put an Eruv together from, to link one area and another. So you have to have an Eruv. So Avram fulfilled that as well. Alachon Moshe Misinai. In other words, basically what the Pasuk is telling us, and it's a difficult Pasuk to understand what exactly it means, but that Avraham Avinu fulfilled all the mitzvahs, even mitzvahs drabonim. Does that mean literally what he put on tefillin? He had a Pesach Seder, he waved a lulav, I don't know. Okay, some suggest that it means that he fulfilled whatever the ultimate purpose of these mitzvahs are, Avraham attained, maybe without doing the actions of the mitzvahs, but that's not my purpose tonight. Let's assume that it means that somehow Avraham fulfilled all the mitzvahs of the Torah, even the mitzvahs drabonim, and that's really formulated in the Mishnah. At the very end of Maseches Kiddushin, source 4, Daf Pei, Bei, Zaman Aleph in Kiddushin, the Mishnah says, Motzino she'osa Avraham Avinu kol haTorah kula ad shelo nitna. It seems that Avraham Avinu, we learned that Avraham Avinu did all the mitzvahs of the Torah before it was even given. Shenemar, this pasuk, Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Mekoli Vayishmor Mishmartim Mitzosai Chukosai V'Sorosai. The Mishnah quotes this pasuk here in Parshas told us to teach us that Avram Avinu in fact kept all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Similarly, there's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Ches Merbei, Source 5, Omar Rav, Ki Em Avram Kol HaTorah Kula, Shenemar again, our pasuk. Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah, and it quotes our pasuk, Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Mekoli. So Omar Rav Shimon Bar Chila Rav, well, who says it's talking about all the mitzvahs of the Torah? Maybe it means Amos Sheva Mitzvahs, maybe it just means the Sheva Mitzvahs from Noach. Avraham Avinu was also Ben Noach, right? The descendant of Noach. So we have the so-called seven Noachide laws. So maybe that's what he kept. Maybe that's what the Pasuk means. So then the Gemara said, can't mean just those, because Ha'ika and Nami Mila, Avraham Avinu did the Mitzvah Bris Mila also. So good, the Gemara said, Amos Sheva Mitzvahs Umila. So maybe he means he kept those seven Mitzvahs plus Bris Mila. So now, if so, the Gemara said, he wouldn't need the words Mitzosai V'Sorosai. And Sorosai, again, in the plural, the Gemara concludes, Amaravi Temer of Ashi, Ki Am Avraham Avinu Afilu Erivet Havshilin. It's interesting, in the Medrash, it says, even Erev Chatzeres. In the Gemara Daf Chav Ches, it talks about Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin, of course, when we have Erev Shabbos is Yontif, right? Yontif lands up on a Friday or a Thursday and a Friday. So you're not allowed to cook. You're only allowed to cook on Yontif for Yontif itself. So you can't cook on Yontif for Shabbos. How are you going to have fresh food for Shabbos if Yontif is Thursday and Friday or even just on Friday? So we know we make an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif. So that too is something that Avraham fulfilled. Shenemar Toro Soy in the plural, Achas Torah Shabbosav, Achas Torah Shabbosav. Same idea. Okay, and the Riboy of Rashi points out in Chesam Beis Source 6, Afilo Erev Tavshilin there in Yuma, Afila Erev Tavshilin, She'en Allah Chomosh Misina, Ela Takana Sofren, Shasin Lasakin. Erev Tavshilin is not biblical at all. It's not, in other words, there's certain things that may be biblical, they're not written in the Torah explicitly, like Allah Chomosh Misina. Allah Chomosh Misina is something which was taught orally to Moshe, it's part of the oral tradition, but it wasn't ever formalized in the written Torah itself. For example, the fact that Tefillin has to be black. Never says anywhere that tefillin has to be black. That's Allah Chalamosh Misina, and there are many examples. So that's what it means over here too. Even when it's not Allah Chalamosh Misina, even Erev Tavshil is not Allah Chalamosh Misina. It's a Din de Rabbanan. Avraham Avinu kept those also. The Tosfos Yeshonim on Chaf Ches and Beis Yuma, source 7, says, I have no idea why they picked all these of these mitzvahs, why Erev Tavshil was picked. Right? The Dibur Maschal Afil Erev Tavshil in source 7. Lo Yoda Rebbe, Amai Nokar Hach Mitzvah, Amai Kilele Tfei Mikula. Why that one? Why that the example? I don't know. But in any event, it's interesting, the Maharsha raises the kasha, what do you need the whole Gemara and Yuma for altogether? Because you have a Mishnah, right? Source number 4 was the Mishnah in Kiddush. The Mishnah says Avraham Avinu already fulfilled the whole Torah. So ask the Maharsha, what the Gemara in Yuma, Chav Ches Amaz quotes Rav, Rav's an Amora, Rav's after the Mishnah is. Not long after, but after. Rav's the first generation Amora, so the Maharsha wonders in the Kiddush HaGadah's day Yuma, Chav Ches Amaz, Diva Masko, Kiyam Avraham Avinu, Kol HaTorah Kula, Yesh HaDaktik. Well, what's going on? We have a Mishnah in Kiddushin already, okay, that tells us that he kept it. So what's Rav adding over here? So some suggest, and why is the Gemara challenging it? And so on, so you have a Mishnah. So the Yesh Lomai says that if we just had the Mishnah, I might have thought maybe in the language of the Mishnah is She'osa Avraham Avinu, maybe only the Aseis, the positive mitzvahs he fulfilled. Not the Losa, says, comes Rav and says, Kiyam Kol HaTorah Kula. Fine. Okay, on the Rashi, the parish of Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, the Mizrahi is a super commentary on Rashi, in source number 9, he's bothered a little bit on this Pasuk and told us here in Perkavo Pasuk, he's bothered a little bit because in Rashi and Chumash says, if you look back at the end of source 2, the last Rashi in source 2, in the Rashi and Chumash, with Soro Soi, Lahavi Tarshval Peh, and Allah Lamosh Misinai. That's what's included in Torah Sai, not just the written Torah, but even the things which are part of the oral tradition, like Allah Lamosh Misinai. And the Mizrahi says, that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. That's included in the word Torah. But to say, like Rashi says in the Gemara in Yuma, okay, it's a little bit of a mystery. The Gemara in Yuma, the Rashi in Yuma in Source 6, Afila Erev Tavshilin, She'ena Halacha L'Mishin Sinai. I mean, it's a comment on the Gemara, right? The Gemara says even something which is not part of the oral tradition from Sinai, but rather was invented by the Rabbanim years later, that the Mizrahi finds a little bit difficult. The word Sorosai wouldn't seem to include something that's with the Rabbanim. Torah, Tarsh Maksav, Tarsh Alpeh, fine, that's from the Torah, that's from Hashem, that's from Har Sinai. That's what he thinks. And even though every Drabbanan indirectly is a little saucer, he doesn't think that it makes sense to say that. The Maharsha, there in Yuma, Chav Ches and Beis, I've printed in source 10, you can read through if you want. He quotes this Mizrahi and he says, no, it's not such a big kasher, okay? And he thinks that the bottom line is, the Mizrahi thought maybe there was a printing mistake. It shouldn't have said things like Erev Tavshilin, but he said, no, like, our Girsa is like that. Our Girsa is like Rashi has. So it includes even the Mitzvahs and Drabbanan. Okay, that is included under Torah. Fine. So whatever it is, on one level, we find this idea that Avraham Avinu observed the entire Torah in one form or another. So I'd like to look at, but he did it as a volunteer. He wasn't obligated to do it. The Torah wasn't given yet. So I'd like to use this as a springboard. The title of the shiur is Women and Brachas on Voluntary Mitzvahs. Not just women, but what's the story with making a bracha on a mitzvah which you're not obligated to do? It applies to women, it applies also to men with certain mitzvahs, as we'll see. Can one make a bracha which you're not on a mitzvah which you perform on a voluntary basis? Okay, now we know that in general, many mitzvahs have brachas associated with it. That's the source number 11. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Zayin and Beis says, "Amar Bihuda Amar Shmuel, Kol Hamitzvos Mevarach Alein Over La'Asiyosan." Right, all the mitzvahs in the Torah, we make a bracha before doing them. Now we know it's not every mitzvah. Certain mitzvahs don't have a bracha, so that's a discussion for another time. Why some mitzvahs get a bracha, some don't. But many mitzvahs that we know, before doing the mitzvah, you recite a bracha. And the Rambam Paskins, Hilchus Brochus Parakalav Alacha Gimel 12, Ukashem Shorachan Alanoi, Kach Brochan, Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah, Achakachas. So just like you have to make a brocha on something you benefit from physically, food or a pleasant smell or something, but Brochus Hanenin, right? Before you eat, you make a brocha. So also before a mitzvah, the Rabban, the same Rabban who instituted the brochas before eating, okay, and before getting any other physical benefit, also instituted the recite of brocha before performing a mitzvah. Okay, and the Rambam later in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Daled Hilchos Zayin, writes, "V'chol hamitzvos kulon mevarach aleihem kodem la'asiyosan." All the mitzvos in the Torah, you have to make a bracha before you do them. And then it says in the Shulchan Aruch too, in Siman Chav Hei Siv Ches 14, "Kol hamitzvos mevarach aleihem over la'asiyosan." Pirush kodem. Over means before, prior to doing the mitzvah, not just before, but right before. Okay, so that's the idea of making a bracha before a mitzvah. It's interesting. I pointed it out in the past. The Chiddush HaRitzvah, There in Pesach on Zion and Beis has an interesting comment. Sounds like a Hasidic comment, but this is one of the Rishonim, the Ritva, well before the Hasidim. There in Pesach on Zion and Beis, Divrei Maaseh Kol HaMitzvos, Kosav Ritzal. The times there, why did they make such an institution anyways? Okay, why did the Chachamim institute the idea of making a bracha before performing mitzvah? What was the idea of it? So he says, "Hatam zeh she'amr Chazal levarach al mitzvah over la'asiyosim kedei she'yiskadeish tchila bevracha v'yigalev yodia she'osa osam ibnei mitzvah semis baruch." Basically, it's a set, a frame of mind, right? To give a context, I'm about to do something. So you want to make it very clear. You know, I'm doing this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to. You know, I'm taking these four Arbamina, these four species, and waving them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. I'm sorry, someone said something here. Okay, but yeah. So that's what the Ritva says. It's basically to sanctify yourself. The what?
I'm saying he's being very firm in that his thing.
Like, yeah, it sounds like a Hasidic kind of thing.
It's not necessary. Like, it's a halachic thing. You make a bracha. It's a mati or whatever it is. But like,
right.
He doesn't have to say that. It's not necessary.
Right. He's saying that. The Ritva is saying that what motivated the Chacham is that you have to, you don't just go ahead and do a mitzvah. You first, you know, put yourself in the frame of mind, and you're doing this because you want to fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Od, he says, ki habrachos me'avodos hanefesh. Most of the mitzvah is a physical act. So before you do the physical act, you do something mentally. You put yourself, again, in the right frame. It sounds like a Chassidish type of approach. In fact, you know, that's the whole idea that people sometimes before a mitzvah, they say, hinani muchanam zuman, l'kayim, whatever, right? Or they say, l'shaim yichud, the Chassidim say, right? L'shaim yichud. What is that all about? Those are all things. You know, the brachas became so commonplace that they came up with something else that you had to get yourself in the right frame of mind. Now they automatically say the Hinnin Mukram Zun, so maybe say something else. I don't know. But the idea is that the whole concept of bracha is to put yourself in the frame of mind for doing a mitzvah. So the question is now, if a person does a mitzvah on a voluntary basis, I would say offhand, well, why not? Why shouldn't you make a bracha? Good. I'm not committed to do the mitzvah, but still, okay, I want to be in the right frame of mind. I'm doing this as a volunteer, okay? A woman volunteering to sit in the sukkah or to wave the lulav or the shofar or whatever, or a man, as we'll see, other mitzvahs that maybe you're not obligated to do. But if I'm doing it, why not say a bracha? So the why not may be the following, the tension or the other side. In Source 16, in the Aseres HaDibros, Shmos Parakov Pasuk Zayin, the third of the Aseres HaDibros, Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Lokech Al Hashav. Don't bear Hashem's name in vain. Ki Lo Yinak Hashem Asa Shiyas Hashmol Hashav. Because Baruch doesn't tolerate that. And the Gemara says in Brochas Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph 17, the Omer of Rabbi Tamar Shlokish, Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish, Rabbi Tamar, whoever said it, Gemara Rishlokish, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaMevarech Brocha Sheino Tzricha, over mishum lo siso. Anybody who says a bracha when he's not supposed to is misusing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he violates this law of lo siso. So that's a very interesting thing, because now we're saying, once you can't just make a bracha, okay? A bracha is, you know, when you have to make a bracha. But if you're not really obligated, maybe it's, and you're doing a mitzvah voluntarily, maybe it's not proper to say a bracha because, yeah, if it's a bracha shena tzricha, you don't really need to say that bracha. You're not obligated in mitzvah to begin with. And that's what the Gemara says. Now, we'll come back to this point. The Shita Gobetz is there in Brachas and Lamed Gimel Aleph in Source 18 says on this Gemara, Dirim Asol Kolam Avarach, Perish Mid Rabbanon, Kolam Avarach, Smachta Ba'almahi. It's not really, you know, it's not really a violation of Lo Sisa. Lo Sisa means not to swear falsely in the name of Hashem and so on. So it's an extension, but it's a rabbinic extension. Okay, that's the Shita Gobetz. The Rambam, however, doesn't seem to say that. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachas, Parak Aleph Halacha Tesvav, Source 19, the Rambam writes, Kolam Avarach, Bracha Shena Tzvicha, Hareze Nose Shem Shamayim Lashav, the Harehu Kinishba Lashav, the Osir Lano Sakhrav Amen. The Rambam says, if you say a bracha you're not supposed to, that's like saying the Lo Sisa, like saying the name of Hashem in vain. And if you hear someone do that, you don't answer Amen. It's not a bracha. It's a zero. It's worse than a zero. Okay, it's misusing the name. And that's the Rambam says. So the Rambam seems to take it more seriously than the Shita Gobetz does, which is okay. The Machlokas was shown him, but still. Reciting a bracha, you can't just say, oh, why not recite a bracha? Well, I mean, it's a big why not, because maybe it's a bracha shena tzricha, and that's perhaps a violation of Lo Sisa. Now, whether it's deraisa or drabanan, it's going to impact our discussion, because obviously, if it really is to be considered an issa deraisa under Lo Sisa to say a bracha you're not really obligated to say, so then there's very little wiggle room if you're dealing with a deraisa. If you're dealing with a drabbanon, rabbinic extension, then you can say, okay, but there are some exceptions. It's easier to be lenient when you're dealing with the din drabbanon. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simon Reish Tezvav Siv Dalad quotes the Paskins like the Rambam at 20. Kolam Avarach, Baruch Hashem Atzricha, Hareze Nose Shem Shamayim Lashav, Hareu Kinish Balashav, Osolanos Achram Amen, almost verbatim from the Rambam. On the other hand, the Magen Avraham, there in Sivkot and Vav and Simon Reish Tezvav, says, it's only drabbanon. Mikol Mokum Edolim Drabbanon. Okay, across machta balmahu. So, you know, he says the other way, like some other Rishonim, it's not really deraisa, it's only derabanan. The Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Chav says hula shana Rambam. That's the Rambam, and the Mokar is the Gemara in Brachas that we said before. But the Mishnah Berurah says mikol makom das kama Rishonim. The Ikar Isum with Rabbanan, Kevin Shumaskir, Babracha, Derek Shevrodo, across Machta Alma. After all, you're not saying Hashem's name in vain. You're saying in the context of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Asher Kedishonim gave us this mitzvah and so on and so forth, the Midoraisa Losisa Hashem Al-Kach HaShav is to misuse, to inappropriately use the name of Hashem. You're saying in the context of Babracha, it's not an inappropriate use. You may not be obligated. So Rabbanan said, "Don't do it," but it's not the same thing as lo sisa. So it's a machlokas
Rishon. Can I make one suggestion, Rabbi?
Yeah.
None of this is talking about women yet, though. Like you're
no, I'm not saying anything yet. I haven't gotten to it yet. Anybody is men, women, anybody reciting a bracha is not obligated to.
I'm not premising again, you're building it on a different.
We'll get to it, but you'll see. But the Maisa, I'm just pointing out that if a person volunteers, we said at the beginning of the year, right, Avraham Avinu volunteered to do all the mitzvahs of the Torah even before they're commanded. The question is,
okay,
on the one hand, why not? Why not make a bracha? We spoke about the importance of a bracha, and it sets the right frame, gets you in the right frame of mind, it sets the context, which we're about to do. And like the Ritva said, it's a spiritual psyching up, so to speak, before you do the physical act. All beautiful, so why not make a bracha? Now I'm just showing the why not. Because maybe it's a bracha shena tzricha, which may be a violation of the right. So we'll see. Okay, now, the Rambam, by the way, in Hilchos Shavuos 23, Paragud Beis Halacha Tes 23, the Rambam writes, Hashomea as karas Hashem pi chaver lashov. If you hear someone say the name of Hashem for no reason, O shenishba lafano l'sheker, or he swore falsely in the name of Hashem, O sheberach bracha shena tzricha. Notice how the Rambam lumps them all together, because this is part of the din. He says, "You heard, he made a bracha shena tzricha." So over mishum nosis shem Hashem l'shav. Kamosha b'yana hilchos brachas. That previous Rambam that we saw in hilchos brachas in 19 parak alav halacha tezvav. So areza chayv l'ndoso. You're supposed to put him in chayrim and so on and so forth. So again, you see the Rambam certainly lumps together saying a bracha shena tzricha on par with other things that are under lo sisa. And other Yishonim don't take it that far. Now, the question is now, let's bring this over, as Rucham mentioned, let's bring this over now to the question of a woman who's volunteering to do a mitzvah that she's not obligated to perform, and she can do the mitzvah. The question is, may she say a bracha or not? May she say a bracha? On the one hand, why not? On the other hand, well, I don't know, maybe it's a bracha shena tzricha. So in the Machzor Vitri, 24, the Machzor Vitri, Simen Shin Nun Tes, mentioned many times, the Machzor Vitri, Machzor here has nothing to do with the Machzor that we use on Yom Tov or Hashem Kippur. It means the Machzor means the cycle of the year, cycle of life. Right? It has all the dinim. So the Machzor Vitri is from the Beis Medrash of Rashi, Talmidim of Rashi. Okay, so it's an early source. And Simen Shin Nun Tes, 24, he quotes, Kain Horer of Yitzchak Halevi. Yitzchak Halevi actually is one of the Rebbeim of Rashi, one of Rashi's teachers. You don't have to stop women. If they want to take the lulav, they want to sit in the sukkah, a woman can certainly make the bracha on the mitzvah. Why? He says, the harmina parakamid kedushin kol mitzvah seishman grama noshim pturos. We know that women are exempt from mitzvahs which are time bound. That's I printed. We'll skip down for a second. 25. The mishnah kedushin chav tesam ala says v'chol mitzvah seishman grama anoshim chayavim v'noshim pturos. We know. Oh, that all mitzvahs I say which are time bound, meaning that they only apply at a certain time of year, only a certain time of day, right? They're not constant mitzvahs, let's say like lulav and sukkah, right? That if I take a lulav, I sit in the sukkah now, I take a lulav, you can do it, but it doesn't accomplish anything in terms of mitzvah. But on sukkahs, of course, it does. So anoshim chayovin, men have to perform that mitzvah, anoshim pturos. But for chol mitzvahs I say shalo asman groma, any mitzvah which is not governed by time, it applies all the time, okay, which by the way is most mitzvahs, right? The mitzvahs I say shazman groma, they get good press coverage, but they're popular mitzvahs. But most of the mitzvahs are not time bound. Then echad hanoshim ve'echad hanoshim chayavim. Women and men are obligated equally in those. And likewise, uchol mitzvahs lo saseh. Even all the mitzvahs lo saseh. Bein shazman groma, bein shalo zman groma. Whether they're time bound or not. Again, echad hanoshim ve'echad hanoshim chayavim. Women have to keep them the same as men, like not eating chametz on Pesach, fasting on Kippur, whatever else. Okay. And then three exceptions: bal takif, bal tashah, bal tamaneisim. Okay. Bal takif is not cut off the payas of your head. And Baltash, women don't have that kind of hair, and Baltash not to use a razor to cut your beard and so on. Again, doesn't apply to women. And Baltatame about Kohanim. But those are exceptions. Other than that, women are obligated in all the mitzvahs. They're just exempt from mitzvahs, esei, shazman, groma. So, and by the way, that's how we paskin. Right? The Rambam in 27, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Parag Yud Beis, Halacha Gimel, Kol mitzvos lo sashem b'Torah echad anoshim ve'echad anoshim chayavim, except for the three, fine. The kol mitzvah say she's mizman lizman ve'ena tadira. It only comes up certain times, not constant. The noshim b'Torah is, and there's some exceptions to that too. Kiddush, eating matzah Pesach, eating korban Pesach, simcha, and various other things that are exceptions to the rule. Okay, so not that many. When all said and done, they're not that many mitzvahs. So contrary to popular belief, there's just not that many mitzvahs the women are exempt from. But anyway, getting back now to the Machzor Vitri. Okay, so let's go back to 24. Machzor Vitri again is in Simen Shin Nun Tes. So Machzor Vitri says it's true. He paskin that it's okay. Nothing wrong with a woman saying a bracha. Darmina per kama de kiddushin. Kol mitzvah shem grama noshim p'turos. But he says lafuke de einan chayavos, einan tzrichos. That means they're not obligated to do the mitzvah. They don't have to do it. Aval im chafetzos lahavi atzman ba'ola mitzvah shus b'yada. If a woman wishes to do this mitzvah, gizotayit, of course she can do it. She doesn't have to. That's all the Mishnah means in kiddushin. She doesn't have to. Vein mochala. We don't stop her. Delo gora mishen mitzvahos. It's like anybody else who wishes to do a mitzvah, einan mitzvah. Good, we can do the mitzvah anyway. And he writes umeachar de Kayamis mitzvah, he shabalo bracha. He make a bracha, right? Because the idea being says that what this Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi is saying, what is Rashi's Rebbeim, is saying that it's not a zero. When a woman does something voluntarily, it's not a zero. It's not a non-act. It's a mitzvah. She may not be obligated to do the mitzvah, but it's still a mitzvah. It's still something. It's still a desirable act. She doesn't have to do it. She's potter, good. But if she wants to, she can. And it's not a zero. That's the point. It's a mitzvah. And he brings a raya, teda. Darminan hakol olam leminyan shiva filu isha alma isha olam avreches. He says, you know, we have a din. But people don't know the din, but again, we'll look in the Gemaras. All right, so let's have to flip back and forth. The Mishnah, the Gemara Megillah, Tav Chav Gimel Aleph 28 says, Tana Rabbanan hakol olam leminyan shiva. The seven aliyahs, the shiva is the seven aliyahs on Shabbos. Anybody can get aliyah. Any person can get aliyah. I feel a cotton, even a kid under bar mitzvah. I feel isha, woman can get aliyah too. Aval amru chachamim isha. Okay, that's a complicated problem of shear in its own right, but it's not considered by Kovadik for tzniyas reasons and things. The woman should come in and get aliyah. But technically speaking, in terms of the dinim of being ola la Torah, a woman is eligible to get aliyah. Just kovad tzibur, they don't. That's how the Rambam paskins hilchos tzvila per gedmeiz alach yitzayin 29. Isha lo tikra b'tzibur mekovad tzibur. Shulchan aruch orachayim simon reish pei beisiv gimel 30, same thing. Hakol ola leminyan shiva filo isha of a cotton shiodele mevorachan. Aval amar chacham isha lo tikra b'tzibur mekovad tzibur. So kavod hatzibur is a side problem, but intrinsically, women are okay to get an aliyah. Now, wait a second. Says the Machzor Vitri, but how can a woman get an aliyah? And getting aliyah, lechora, means you make a bracha. That's what you do when you get an aliyah. So, but how can they? They're exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But women are exempt from Talmud Torah. And that's the next group of source that I printed. The Pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, in the second paragraph of Krishma, Dvarim Perek Yudal of Pasuk Yotez, V'limadatem osamas b'neichem l'dabar bom, etc., etc. You have to learn the Torah. V'limadatem osamas b'neichem. You put that, the Gemara puts that Pasuk, V'limadatem osamas b'neichem, together with another Pasuk in Parshas Vaschanan, Dvarim Perek Hei, Pasuk Aleph, V'yikra Moshe al Koyzo, Omel Ahem, Shema Yisola, Sokim, Asuchim, Asher Anokhi, Dvar Ezechem Ayom, U'limadatem osam, U'shmartem l'osam. So the Gemara in Kiddush and Daf Chof Testament Beis says that women are not obligated to teach their children Torah. How do we know? V'limadatem and ulamadatem. Kol shem mitzuvah lilmod, mitzuvah lilamed. One who is obligated himself or herself to learn is obligated to teach. Whoever is not obligated to learn is not obligated to teach. And we know that women are not obligated to learn because they're not obligated, no one's obligated to teach them because it says, V'limadatem osomis b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. That's the drush of the Gemara. I don't want to spend a lot of time going into that, but that's the Gemara says. Okay, a woman therefore doesn't have to teach, she doesn't have to learn, she's exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Rambam paskins that way, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, 20:35. Noshim Varuk Tanam Petur Mi Talmud Torah, the Ein Isha Chayevis, Ein Isha Chayevis Lamed is Benosha Kol HaChayev Lumor Chayev Lamed, right, that's that Gemara. All right, she doesn't have to teach. You put, as Rashi there says in 34, the Lo Mechavi, you put together Ulamaratem and Vilimaratem, they're connected to each other. So only person who's required Ulamaratem to learn is required to teach. Good. How do we know she doesn't have to learn herself? Because again, B'neichem V'lo B'noseichem. Now, in Parakal Halacha Yud Gimel, the second part of 35, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Isha Shalom De Torah Yesh Lo Schar. A woman who learns gets rewarded. Just ain't a kishari, it's not the same. She wasn't commanded. But again, it's not a zero. A woman learns, it's not a zero. It's a lower reward. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Isha Shalom the Torah Yesh Oschar. And the Ramah adds famously, Umikomokum Chayeves Isha Lilmo Dinim Hashayochim Leisha. Of course, women do have to learn the laws that are obligatory upon them, which is most of the laws. Roshachta once said, okay, so they don't have to learn too much Zroim, they don't have to learn Kodshim, okay. But most of the other stuff does apply to women. Okay, they have to learn that, fine. Okay. Getting back now to the Machzor Vitri in 24, so the Machzor Vitri says, how can the Gemara say that women are technically eligible to get an aliyah, just a side problem of Kavarat Tzibur? But aside from that problem, women can get, what do you mean? How can I get up and make a bracha? They're not obligated in Talmud Torah, right? They're not obligated, apparently, right? Afal, the third to last line in 24, back in 24. Afal gav de p'tur mi Talmud Torah, de ksivu l'maratem osom zmenechem, or I'm sorry, v'li maratem osom zmenechem menechem v'lo benosechem, what we just saw. Sham inon im rotzos l'kayim mitzvah saser, shus b'yod, evidently, she's exempt, like I said before, but she's allowed to, and even apparently make a bracha. That's the raya of this Yitzchak Halevi, the woman can make a bracha. She's not obligated in the mitzvah, but if she chooses to do it, she's allowed to do it and make a bracha. As you see, if she chooses, she wants to learn Torah, good, she can get aliyah and make a bracha. Again, leaving out the side problem of Kavarat Tzibur. So according to this Rishon, again, a Rebbe of Rashi's, Yitzchak Halevi, women can make a bracha on whatever mitzvahs they volunteer to do, because you see from this Gemara in Megillah like that. However, at the end of the Machzor, it says, Rabbeinu Shinches, I'm not sure who that is, but one of the other Rabbayim said, Ka'asar l'nashim l'vukhalu l'vasukah, the women cannot make a bracha, Mishum Diptirin, because they're exempt. V'ka'avdi, bracha l'vatala, therefore it's a bracha l'vatala. So you see in the Machzor Vitri, Machlokas Rishonim, early sources, Machlokas Rishonim, let us make a bracha. V'hochinami, akol mitzaseh shazman gromo, v'vechil Hashem, muteris leishib b'below bracha, a woman wants to sit in the sukkah, because unto hate, she can sit in the sukkah, but not make a bracha. So you see already in the Machzor Vitri, this was an actual Machlokas, you know, going back to early sources. Now, if you take a look in Tosas, let's move now to 37, that's what we're up to. Okay, if you take a look in Tosas 37, Lamed Gimel Omer Aleph in Rosh Hashanah, Diva Masel Horeb Yehuda Horeb Yosi. So it says, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, that was another one of Rashi's Rebbeim. Not the same, I'm thinking, that it's not the same as the Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi that the Machzor Vitri quotes in Simon Shun and Tess there in Source 24. There's a different Rebbe of Rashi. And he says, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Raya denoshim b'varchas al komitz l'sei shazman grama. He brings the Raya also that it's okay, and the Raya is the same Gemara and Megillah, same Raya as before. Okay, the women count towards the seven people who can get aliyah on Shabbos. Again, aside from the problem of kavod atzibur, a side problem, even though they're exempt from Talmud Torah, and apparently, even though they're exempt, they're allowed to do it even with a bracha. However, in the third line there, but Omer Rabbi Natan de'ain zu Raya. Rabbi Natan says no Raya. That story in Megillah is not a Raya. Because he says the birchas haTorah lefanel harecha alacharei alav mishum Talmud Torah. The birchas haTorah that you say when you get aliyah, that's a different type of bracha. That's not a birchas hamitzvah on Talmud Torah. You're trying to prove that it's okay for a woman to say bracha on a lulav and on sukkah, which are mitzvahs. You bring a riot from the fact that you get aliyah and make a bracha. No, says Rabbeinu Tam, that doesn't work because it's a different type of bracha altogether. Okay, that's a different bracha. And I'll bring a riot here. I'll bring a proof. Okay, we say birchas haTorah in the morning. Okay, well, part of the birchas of Shachar. But you get aliyah, you say it again, right? It's obviously, it's not the same bracha, otherwise, how can you say it again? It may have this parallels, but it's a different category of brachas, right? That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Obviously, you put yourself up in that bracha in the morning, or Avarabba and so on, and you make it again. Or, for example, he says, when there's no Levi in the shul. So the Kohen gets an aliyah, all right? The Kohen gets an aliyah, and now they look around, any Levi here? No, they're Bimkom Levi, they call the same guy. He just said the bracha 2 minutes ago, now he says it again. Right, so obviously it's not a birchas hamitzvah. We don't ever find that by birchas hamitzvah. You can see, just said it 2 minutes ago, and Rashi probably didn't anticipate such a thing. But we saw this, for a while the Balkorim got all seven aliyahs. Right, we were busy with COVID and so on and so forth, and at the height of the problem, and who knows what's going to be, and all should be well. But with one Balkari, nobody got up, and the guy said all seven brachas, one right after the other. So I made a joke with Simchas Torah. They're going to read through Vizos HaBracha 10 times, and the Balkari get all 50 aliyahs, right? Instead of calling everybody up. But anyway, but Lemaisa says Rabbi Natan, you see from there, it's a different category of bracha altogether. Then he mentions something else. And maybe he said there's another reason it's not a raya. He refers to a different Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chof Aleph Mud Beis, 38. He says, the old practice was when the Torah was read, it's not like we have every ola makes the bracha before and the bracha after. The original practice that the Gemara records in 38 is HaPosech Mavarach Lefanel V'Achos Mavarach Le'Acharel. The bracha before was said by just the guy who got the first aliyah, the Kohen. And the end bracha was said just by the guy who got the last aliyah, Shvi. The middle people didn't make any brachas. That was the original practice. The middle people didn't make any brachas. Except then they said, but they mixed people up because the Gemara says, Takina d'Rabbanan, Gzer Mishum Nichnas Mishum Yotzin. Somebody came late. They don't realize that the bracha was said by the first guy. Say, hey, they're reading from the Torah without a bracha. Or he walks out early. He walks out before the end of the Oh, and they never made a bracha at the end. He didn't realize he wasn't there. Right? So they made a takona that now we say brachas before and after. But Rabbi Natam suggests maybe when the Gemara says a woman can get aliyah, it means one of the middle aliyahs cannot make a bracha anyway. Right? Oh, that doesn't look like that because it sounds like she can be any one of the seven, including the first or the last. Okay. But in any event, Rabbi Natam rejects this whole line of thinking based on that Gemara. Right, the Rashi spells it out. Chafal Amazin 39 in Megillah. Bishmon Echnasin, a guy come late, and the Shmon Yotzin leave early, and so on. The Rambam brings us Halacha, Hilchas Tfilah Perek Yud Beis Halacha Hey, and when he spells out exactly what the brachas are in the Torah and so on, and now we make it this way. And the Shulchan Aruch also in Sim Kuf Lamet Tes Rachaim Siv Dalid Kol Akorim Vorchem Vanecho Aracharei. Nowadays, every Ola makes both the bracha before and the bracha afterwards, and so on.
That's question, Rabbi.
Yeah.
But that could work against the Rabbeinu Tam because let's say a woman, okay, the men are maybe obligated for two sets of brachos, but a woman, if she didn't make her brachos Torah in the morning, she could still get the bracha
and you wouldn't have run into that problem. That's true.
I went into that problem because she could not say her bracha, but she could say it later.
Could be. But anyway, Rabbeinu Tam therefore rejects this idea. And he said, there's no raya from the story, you know, the woman can get aliyah. I think the better proof is the first thing he says, that it's a different type of bracha altogether. It's not a bracha in the midst of Talmud Torah.
It's true. It's not that same type of bracha.
It's a different type of bracha. So you can't bring a raya that you can say a bracha on Lulav and Sukkah from the fact that he can get aliyah. Okay, it's a different type of bracha. That's his
point. Different brachas, for sure. Yeah, that's still get the bracha on the aliyah because if she didn't make her bracha store in the morning, she could say it later.
In a chalami. The Mishabura, in Simon Kuf Lamentes, in Zikot Yudal, in 42, says, Medina, you really only have to have the first person, but okay, and the last person, but that's how we do it today. The Rosh in Kedushin, Parak Aleph, Simon Memtes 43 says the same thing. He quotes the same Rabbi Yehuda who wants to bring a raya that because women can say brachas Torah, they can get aliyah technically. Therefore, obviously, they can say a bracha on a voluntary mitzvah. Rabbi Tam says that it's not necessarily a raya. Okay. But there's another relevant Gemara. And here is where it's another interesting idea. There is a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis 44, where that's what we're up to, right? Yeah, the Mishnah says, on Rosh Hashanah afternoon, you don't have to stop the little kids when they come home from shul. The Sumer Rosh Hashanah is not on Shabbos. You know, they like to toot around and try and blow the shofar themselves, you know. And it's okay. It's okay for them to do that. All right? And they teach them, they can learn how to blow the shofar. It's okay that the kids play with the shofar when they come home from shul. So says the Mishnah. The Gemara on that Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah on Lamed Beis and Beis, the Gemara is on Lamed Gimel and Aleph 45, women, though, shouldn't blow shofar. That's the Gemara says, women, the kids can, little kids can do it, but the women shouldn't blow shofar. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? I thought the women, quotes a brisa, and it says the other way. Women, it's okay for them to blow shofar. And the Gemara says, it's a machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Huda on one side, Rabbi Yosef Shimon on the other side. And it relates to something called smicha, not the smicha that we give the rabbis when they become qualified to be Rabbi Banim, but the smicha by a carbon. Psukim say, I printed the psukim in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vayikra, Moshe, etc. When you bring a korban, so you can bring different types of korban. It's talking there about an ola, and a Pasuk Dal, it says, V'samach yodo arosha ola. You place your hand, that's called smicha, V'samach, okay? Place your hands on the head of the animal. Again, the smicha on a korban. So there is a dispute that the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah quotes, and other Gemara quote it also. B'nei, it says, Vayikra Moshe Vaydaber Hashem, Daber al B'nei Yisrael, it says in Pasuk Beis. So it's a question, B'nei Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael, should women do the smicha when they bring a carbon? Should a woman who brings a carbon do smicha? So that's a machlokas, okay? Rabbi Huda says a woman should not do it. B'nei Yisrael, Somkin V'ein B'no, again, back in 45, Rosh Hashanah and Gimel Aleph, the end of the second line, B'nei Yisrael, Somkin V'ein B'nos Yisrael, Somkos. Then Rabbi Huda, Riosh Hashem, say, no, Noshim Somkos Rishos. Woman wants so she can volunteer to do it. So the Gemara wants to equate the same thing with shofar. If she wants to, she can. So it's the same thing. So it's interesting, the Or Zerua, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Or Zerua, one of the Rishonim, 48, Chelek Beis, Simon Reish Samach Vav, quotes this Mishnah and quotes the Gemara, okay, and says from here that if you hold like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, who says Nashim Somchos Rishus, that means Lechora that they can do other mitzvahs optionally also, which is true. But if you look maybe if they quote the Old Gemara, you look maybe five lines down in the Or Zeruah, but Mesapka Leil Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Asher Zatzal, the Riva, one of the Balei Atosas. Sometimes it's called the Ritzvah, the same person. Yitzchak Bar Asher, one of the Rishonim, one of the Balei Tosas, Mesapkalei, according to Biosin and Shimon, that they can volunteer to do it. Imichos Levarech al Shofar, al Shar Mitzvah She'en Mechavas. Can they make a bracha? Ichashu bracha ilav. Hold the Sharina Leviskoa, and let's analyze it, he says. We do let them blow Shofar, even though, strictly speaking, you shouldn't be allowed to blow Shofar if you're not obligated to, after all. It's playing a musical instrument on Yontif. You can't play the piano on Yontif. You can't blow a bugle on Yontif, right? Why are we allowed to blow a shofar? Because it's a mitzvah, to kiya shofar. But lechora, if there's no mitzvah, then it should be no different than playing the musical instruments. It's a shavuos. It's rabbinically forbidden to play musical instruments, okay? But evidently, since we let them blow shofar, mashma de betovei mosa, they're doing a good thing. It's a good thing for them to do it. If that's the case, lachinam mevarchos, why not? Why not make a bracha also? Or do we say no? That we, the reason we let them do it is, okay, men do it, so they want it, so they can do it also, but you can't make a bracha. It's not really halakhically significant, okay, according to this approach. That's according to him, those are the two sides. Is what they're doing halakhically significant? Or it's not really halakhically significant. We let them do it, but it's not really halakhically significant. That's what he says. And it's interesting, about seven lines from the bottom, or eight lines from the bottom, it says, because of B'Shem Rashi, they quote from Rashi, and I don't know where this Rashi is, okay, but the Or Zeruah quotes it. The cause of B'Shem Rashi, Shaya Oser. Rashi did not permit women to make brachas on voluntary mitzvahs, but Rabbi Yitzchak Rehuda, we saw already, Haya Matil Noshim, and they bring those rayas from Megillah and so on, and maybe it's not a good raya, all right, and he concludes at the end, the Or Zeruah does, the end of 48, Hilchach Ein Ishim Arechas Ashum Mitzvah Seisha Azman, Gomit Kedibi Rashi Azal. He passed like Rashi. So again, we see it's an early Machlokas Rishonim. There's another interesting Gemara, 49, Kiddushin Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, a famous Gemara, Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef was blind. And he says, there's a machlokas whether a blind person is obligated to mitzvahs, men or women. As I said before, this could apply to men also. A man is blind, it could be his potter for mitzvahs. So it's a machlokas Rehuda and the Chachamim. So Rav Yosef says, originally I was hoping to find out that blind people like me are exempt from mitzvahs. He said, Man da amali halacha Yehuda. As Rashi says, Domar Suma, Rashi 50, Domar Suma Potter from mitzvahs, right? If someone would have told me that a blind person is Potter from mitzvahs, okay, I'd be very happy. Avidna Yoma Tavla Rabban, I make a Kiddush for the rabbis. I make a tikkun, a big party for the rabbis. I'd love to find that out. Why? The Halo Mifkadina Baha Avidna, because that means I'm not obligated, but I'm doing it anyway. What a greater reward I have. I'm not even obligated to perform the mitzvahs. I'm doing it anyway. So I'd love to hear that blind people are potter. That's what I used to think, he says. But hashta de shamita loha de Rabbi Chanina. But now that I learn, Rabbi Chanina said the famous line, Goro mitzuva osa yosem v'she'en mitzuva osa. Someone who's commanded to do it, any mitzvah, is it greater than someone who does it without being commanded? It's counterintuitive. You think it's better when I teach it to the students. What's it better, to clean your room before your mother asks you to do it, after she asks you eight times, right? It's better to do it before as a volunteer. But when it comes to mitzvah, it's not like that. Come to mitzvah, we say it's better to do it only after your commands, even better. And there are many reasons for it, some being that the Yetzirah, that when you're told to do it, people don't like to do things. No one likes to be told what to do, right? No one likes to be told you have to wear a mask, you have to do this, you have to do that, right? No one likes to be told about it. So you have a mitzvah, you're told to do a big Yetzirah not to do it. Okay, others say that if you're commanded to do something, and you do it, that's what you're supposed to. If you're not commanded, you do it. You do it because you like it. You think it's a good thing. And not because Hashem said, okay, with a different approach. But anyway, that's the din of Rabbi Chanina. So now, says Rabbi Yosef, now I'm hoping the halacha is I'm commanded. Okay, I hope it is, because then I'll make a kiddush. When they hear that it's not like the halacha, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now based on that Gemara, we turn to the Tosas now in 51. Kiddushin Lamed Aleph and Aleph, important Tosas. Dibam Asa Delom of Kidna Bavidna. Mikan Medaktek Rabbeinu Tam. Now remember, Rabbeinu Tam earlier was quoted by the Rosh and was quoted by the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah in 37 and the Rosh in 43 as Rabbeinu Tam rejected the proof. Well, we had a Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, one of the Rabbeim of Rashi, had a proof. And the other Rabbi of Rashi also, the Rabbi Yitzchak Alevi, had a proof that women are obligated are allowed to say a bracha on volunteering to do a mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Tam rejected the proof. But despite rejecting the proof, Rabbeinu Tam agrees with the halacha. Look at 51. Mikan medaktek Rabbeinu Tam, the noshim mevarchos on mitzvah seishman groma. He didn't like that particular proof, but he agrees with the idea that women can indeed make brachas on mitzvah they weren't commanded to do. Afagav depturus legamer filum dorbanan, even though they're totally exempt. Okay, they're not obligated at all. He proves that from another gemara. They can make a bracha. And he says, and don't tell me the ain kan mishum lo sisa shmol ashov. Don't tell me it's a bracha of atala. It's included under the aseres hadibros, like we said from the Rambam. No, okay, because of bracha shena tzricha. The ilav hachi, he says, I don't buy that. He says, doesn't say why, but I don't buy that. He says, I'll tell you why. Ilav hachi hecha samach Rav Yosef v'halom mafsid kol brachas kulam. Rav Yosef said, I would have been thrilled to find out that I'm putter for mitzvahs and I get such a big reward and I'm doing it anyway. I'd make a party for the rabbis if it would come out like that. Really? He's doing it and he wouldn't make a bracha? He mafsid all those brachas? He'd rather find out that he's not chayev and not be able to make all those brachas? Can't be, says Rabbeinu Tam. He'd be mafsid all these brachas? Right? He'll do all mitzvahs without brachas? Must be that what? No. He's going to do it with the bracha. So that's the ride that Rabbeinu Tam brings. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam concludes, okay for women to make brachas on mitzvahs they're not commanded to do. Similarly, in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel and Aleph, Divi Maskel Har Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, same Rabbeinu Tam, Umutaros Levarach on mitzvah Shazman Gromo, Afagav Depturus, even though they're totally exempt. And he brings a different raya from the story of Michal Bas Shol, Michal Bas Kushi, that was a nickname of Shol, was Kushi. Shohai Sagam of Arecha, she put on tefillin, and she made a bracha. Okay, and he brings a raya again from the Gemara in Bava Kama. It's the same as the Gemara in Kedushin, Rav Yosef. Same story, it appears in Bava Kama, Daf Pei Zayin, as we had it in Kedushin. Om Rav Yosef, he said, says Rabbeinu Tam, in third line, that Tosas in Rosh Hashanah, Gimel Rav, V'mimokom depotman avar, Oseo osmel levorach, im kain, amaya vidna yom atav, why would he be so happy to make a kiddush? Malo, yom mafsid, b'chas titzis, v'lula, v'tvila, v'megillah, v'nerchadak, v'sukkah, v'abdallah, v'kiddush hayom, b'chas kuyashma, shachas v'arvis, v'chol ha-brach, he'd miss all the brachas, he'd be so happy to find out that he's potter and forfeit all the brachas, it can't be. So must mean that he was going to make a bracha. Okay, Mishum Devarach. And now, what about the Losisa? He says at the end of Tosis there, the part I printed, O Mishum Devarach, Bracha Shena Tzricha, Up Mishum Baltisa, Leka, Tahid Rosha Derabanan. Rabbeinu Tam sides with those Rishonim who say, not like the Rambam, that the whole idea of Bracha Shena Tzricha is only Derabanan. And in this case, the Derabanan didn't extend it. That's all. The Derabanan didn't make it when you're making a Bracha on a voluntary mitzvah. That they allowed, they didn't extend it to Losisa. Okay, bracha didn't ascend. That's Rabbeinu Tam. And at the third place, also says, in Erev and Tzadi Vav Med Aleph, 53, that's what the Gemara says, Titania, Micha Bas Kushi, Hai Samanechas Tfilin, Velo Micha Bo Chachamim, right? She put on Tfilin, they didn't bother her. And Rashi says there in 54, Bas Kushi, Bas Shol, and one of the other women, the wife of Yonah, went to Leila Rego, they didn't bother either, they said it was all okay. And, Tosas there in Erevin, Sadi Vav Medalev, Dimaskal Dilma, 55, says, Mikanam Rabbeinu Tam, Dimutal and Ashavarcha, Komisa Seishalan Groma, Afagav Depturus, Kamamicha Bashal, Shoshim Mistama, Gamma Varechas. Okay? And he refers in the other place that Tosas refers to the Gemara Baba Kamadaf, Laman of Allah, 56 says, right, someone wants to be Haim, Amar Rabbi Huda, Haiman, the boy, Lamevi Chasida. Someone wants to be a Chasid, wants to be pious. What should he do? So some say he should study Milad the Zikin, some say Milad the Ovis, because I'm like Milad the Brachas, should say more Brachas. Okay, so it's a good thing to say Brachas, and Rabbeinu Tam says a woman can volunteer to do it. The Rosh agrees, the Rosh in Kiddushin, Perak Aleph Simon Memtes, quotes Rabbeinu Tam Haya Omer, and he said it's not a problem of Losisa, because that's only Drabonon, and therefore he says in the second line, Hilchach, Kevin Shemiskavnos Lebrocha, Ein Kan Mishum Baltisa. Since she's saying the Shem Hashem in the context of a Brocha, not wasting the name of Hashem, that's not Losisa, right? It's saying that in the context of Brocha, there's no problem of Losisa, and that's why, otherwise it would make no sense why Rabbi Yosef would be so happy, even though he'd missed so many Brochas. Okay, the Chuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Chav Kav Gimel, someone asked him, he said, I know it's a Machos we've shown him. Right? Shalta od mitzvasese shazman groma shanoshim peturos im rotzu lasosam mahein bevichas mitzvah shows or not the afal pisha machokas vishonim zal hayaroa rotsa ani lamoras iskam to you ask I don't know what you say, Rashba. Rabbi Tamo, you said don't tell me it's machokas vishonim. I don't know what you say. So he says tshuva the Rashba right kvar. Kvar yodata machlokas harishonim. It's a machlokas harishonim. You know about that, okay? V'hiskamti, and I agree. Kedivre misha omer shimrotzu osus kol mitzvah say umivarchos. I agree also that women can perform the mitzvahs and make a bracha. covered, from the story of Micha Bashol, and so on. So therefore, the Rashba is also on that side. The notable opponent to this position is the Rambam. 59, Hilchas Tzitzis Paragimel Halacha Tes. The Rambam writes, Noshim Vavodim Uktana Peturim Min HaTzitzit. We already saw Rashi. We didn't see where Rashi said it inside, but we already saw the Orzarua quoted. Rashi says that they're not supposed to make a bracha, and the Rambam says it in Mufurish. Okay? So in Paragimel Hilchas Tzitzis Halacha Tes, Noshim Vavodim Uktana Peturim Min HaTzitzit Min HaTorah. Right? They're exempt from Tzitzis, fine. And if someone wants to put on Tzitzis, a child can do it to Mechanachim. And a woman could also do it, but below bracha. And most important for us in the second line there, v'chein she'ar mitzvahs esay shanoshim peturis man imrotzu laso soson below bracha ein mochin biyodim. They want to do it, you don't have to stop them. Now that language, you don't have to stop them, sounds like the Rambam is, and this may be the issue. Well, what's at the crux of this dispute? One thing that may be at the crux of this dispute is the act halachically significant, like I said before, right? Those who said that they get a schar, just not the same schar as men get, but they get a schar, so it's halachically significant. So you could argue and make a bracha. The Rambam says, ain't mo, you don't have to stop them. Sounds like, you know, that the other view that the Orzer were quoted with regards to shofar, that, you know, we men can do it, so women do it also, but they don't have to. And it's not really halachically significant. So that's what the Rambam perhaps holds, okay? That's what at least one issue that this machlokas may revolve around. And the Rambam says, in any case, the woman can't make a bracha. The Rava disagrees. The Rava down the spot disagrees. He says, V'yesh cholek, and say, no, they can do it. And it brings the Rava from Rabbi Yosef and so on. The Rambam, the other issue that this may revolve around is the question of how seriously do we take the equation of bracha she'eno tzricha to lo sisa. The Rambam, as we saw earlier, considers making a bracha she'eno tzricha part of it, the oraisa, and you can't play with that. You can't play. There's no wiggle room, like I said earlier. So look at the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezayin, Source 60. Ula olam yizaher adam bivracha shena tzricha. You have to be very careful not to say bracha shena tzricha, because the Rambam says it's a doraisa. So once it's under lo sisa, and therefore the Rambam says, I can't let women make a bracha on something that, which you're going to run into a doraisa. As we said before, there have been a Tam who's making, that's the second question that this machlokas may revolve around. First of all, whether it's a halachically significant act, and second of all, whether it's in the category of lo sisa, the bracha shena tzricha. If you hold it's not really in that whole equation, the Gemara is only drabanan, okay, so then there's wiggle room. But if you hold it's doraisa, Ram says doraisa, there's very little wiggle room. Look at 61.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
From his lashon of ein mochin biyadam, he kind of obliterates everything at the end, meaning the fact that he says in Muslim the other means like, okay, but so they can do it. So he's not
right. So I thought that meant it's not a ringing endorsement, you know, by saying ain't mochim
the other. It's not a ringing endorsement. He can't say at the end, okay, ain't mochim the other. But also, but like anyone who says that, oh, it's a derisive. It's not. You can't say that and also say ain't mochim the other.
He can say ain't mochim the other about performing the act, but not with the bracha. That's what I'm saying. I think he says ein mochim biyadam about the act.
Oh, the ein mochim biyadam is not about bracha. It's only about
the act. That's why. I think it's on the act. I think it's the act.
I have to look at that.
Look at that. Imratzu son below bracha ein mochim biyadam. The language around him. Look at it again in 59.
Oh, okay, that's fine. So he's not. Okay, so I'm motivated. Fine. He's not.
I don't think.
Anyway,
take a look at the smag. No problem. Essen simon membe 61. But old Rabbeinu Yaakov. Rabbeinu Yaakov is Rabbeinu Tam. You know, that his name was Yaakov. In fact, it's in this week's schedule also. Yaakov Ishtam, right? That says Yaakov Ishtam. So his nickname was Rabbeinu Tam, but his name is regular name was Yaakov. So since we're older, Rabbeinu Yaakov may be Raya, he brings a Raya from the store of Rav Yosef, okay? And as we mentioned before, however, the smog raises a different problem. The third line of 61. It's very nice to bring all these Rayas, but let's look at the bracha for a second. What's the text of the bracha? That's fine. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. We're commanded. So the smag asks, "Avol the third line of 61, Avol zel dvar tema ma'u v'tzivanu b'davar shenu mechuviyav eslom advarish lo d'banan." What do you mean v'tzivanu? You're commanded? No, they weren't. The bracha is a lie. Forget about anything else. Says the smag. How do you say it? All right. Memele says there's some things that are Durabanan. We ask the Gemara says about Ner Chanukah, right? That the 3 weeks from tonight, believe it or not, is the first night of Chanukah, right? So now we entered Chodesh Kislev. So Ner Chanukah, the Gemara asks, how can you say Vitzivanos? Okay, it's under Lo Sosur, right? It's on the Morn Shabbos. Okay, it's under, you know, the listening to the, but that makes an obligation. Women are totally potter, Doraisa and Durabanan. So how in the world are you going to say Vitzivanu? How can it be? So that's a kasha the smug. That goes Maimonides and Hilchos Tzitzah, not Rambam, Paragim Alocha Tes, in Os Mem 63. He writes it, like we said before, Rashi agrees that it's usher to make a bracha, but Tam disagrees and he says it is okay. Even though, again, some raise the question, the third line, okay, that's what the Sefer Mitzvah, Samachay stands for Sefer Mitzvah, he means the Sefer Asman. Okay, on the other hand, he says the Sarmi Kutzi agrees with the Tam, and so is the Simchas. So again, it's a Machlokas. Okay, it's interesting, the Shabila Haleket in Simreit Sadi Hay 63, he takes it a step further, he says, unbelievable. He says, I think it's terrible. He quotes Rabbeinu Yishaya on the third line. First, he quotes the Ritz Geis that they're allowed to make a brocha. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Yishaya. That's the Yishaya Detrani, the Marit. He disagrees. He says Rabbeinu Yishaya says dafka below brocha shori. It's only mutav to do without a brocha. And he says because of a baruchu gilu daitam shoshem chovahein osos. You make a brocha. You say the word vitzivanu. That shows that you think you're commanded. That's a chil Hashem. that's bal tosif. You're adding to the mitzvahs of the Torah. You're saying, I'm obligated in this mitzvah. No, you're not. You can't add to the mitzvahs of the Torah. If you're not obligated, you're not obligated. Okay, so he says it's two bad things. Number one, you're over al-Bal Tosim. Number two, it's a Baruch Levatollah. So he feels you shouldn't for those two reasons. Okay?
What can Losa Surubi be if you're undertaking the mitzvah,
yeah,
you have an obligation to say the bracha, regardless of who, what gender you are. Yeah.
That's a chiddush to say it. You're saying the low saucer will mean the.
Sure.
Okay.
I just think the smog's objection is Smog's is very weak.
I mean,
doesn't
the Morgan
say that?
Low saucer usually means that we're bound to listen to the Rabbanan, something that they said. Here, you're jumping. You're saying, you know, she volunteers. Woman volunteers. Rabbanan didn't tell her to do it.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that part and parcel of the mitzvah is someone who takes on the mitzvah has to say the bracha.
Okay, that's what that side would say, but I don't think you have to say it. Enochanami, that's what they would say. That's what those Rishonim we saw said. Enochanami, it's part of the.
Isn't there a Magen Avraham that says that though by Lailulov? And like you, since women today have.
Okay, we'll get to it. Maybe we'll get to it.
I'm saying, but Josh's point is not wrong. I'm saying
According to that side.
Would you say
the Rashbah in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel Alav Dimas of Yosi Reb Shimon again, you know, presents the machlokas and he brings the raya. He says the truth of the matter is we can reject some of these rayas, but he writes in the third line he skimu shemutul and nashim levarach al kamin. He agrees that it's mutul, like he said in the tshuva before. Okay, and again he brings the raya from Rav Yosef, and look what he says at the end. He says v'im tomar kevan shu poter hechem varach al bracha shen tzrichi v'amin varach. Again, he says, because it's only a problem of Drabbanan. That's what gives you the wiggle room once again, like we mentioned before. The Ritva deals with the Vitzivano issue. He says, it's not a big kasha. Okay? Because look what he says, right? There in Kiddushin, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Div Masal, Omer of Yosef, 65, he says, even though you could reject some Rabbeinu Tam's rayas, okay, and there are many other rayas Rabbeinu Tam brought, you can get out of all of them. Okay, just like he rejected the other people's riots. So a lot of riots you can explain away. But, you know, Filo Hochi, he says in the second line, Hadas Machria, Machra, Sheikra Hadin Kidvar. He's right. Kaven the Noshim Somchos Rushos, they can do smicha, like we mentioned, and they can do other mitzvahs, and they get a reward for it. It's not a zero act, it's a halakha significant act. They can make a bracha. O Kedai Hain Lomar Asher Kiddushano Mitzoso Vitzvano, Shar Hain Bechlal Yisrael Shem Mutzivim Lasos. Asher Kiddushano Mitzvano doesn't mean maybe I'm not obligated, but this is a mitzvah. Klal Yisrael were commanded concerning this mitzvah. So one can say, I'm part of Klal Yisrael. Asher Kiddushano Mitzvano, I'm part of Klal Yisrael. So I'm not obligated in this particular mitzvah, fine, but this act is a mitzvah incumbent upon Klal Yisrael. That's what the word Vitzivano means, right? They're part of Klal Yisrael. Shem Mitzuvim Lasos. And if they have Rishus, Kuzunta Hate. And the Ritva says earlier there in Rosh Hashanah, that's the Ritva on Kiddush, and Lamed Aleph, and Aleph, and Rosh Hashanah, Chavtes, Amud Beis, the Kiddush Ritva also says, right from the Raya from Michal, says the same thing. Since they can do it, they can also make a bracha. And he says also there's no iser. It's makom mitzvah. It's a halachically significant act. The Rav Yo in Sukkah Tov Reish Mem says that also b'makom asher acher pirashti 67 chelik beisim in Tov Reish Mem the Rav Yo pirashti nashim erochah kol mitzvah and grama. They can do it. It's not yura. It's not wrong. They can sit in the sukkah and become makom mitzvah havi. It is a halachically significant act. Like the Ritva said, it's part of Klal Yisrael's obligation. She wasn't commanded. It doesn't matter. I can still say Vitzivonu. It's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. Vitzivonu, the same word as mitzvah, right? So it's okay if I say Vitzivonu. It's a mitzvah. The Ran on the Riff and Rosh Hashanah test on the base in the page of the Riff says the same thing. Ulinyan Brocha Klomai says quotes Abinatam, quotes all the Raya's we mentioned. Again, you can look it over. And he says, and since Abinatam said it's not a problem to say Vitzivonu, because just like we say by Ner Chanukah, it ends in the last line, Lo Kasha, Kevon Shanoshim Nitztavu, since men are obligated, so it's in the category of a mitzvah, and they get a reward. It's also a halachically significant act. It's okay to say Vitzivonu. And it's interesting because there's a Yerushalmi in Brochas, Perek Beis Halacha Test 69, which says, Kana Chizkia, Kol Mishu Poto Midor Oseo Nikra Hedjot. Somebody who does something he's not committed to is considered a simpleton, a Hedjot. But the Ramban in Kiddushin, Laman Aleph and Aleph, Div Masal Manda, Omer 70 quotes that, and he says, isn't that against the Benetam, the Winkabo Shofar, and so isn't that against the Yerushalmi? So he says, no, that's when you do some other act that you're not required to do. But a mitzvah, look on the third line, Ava Misha Osem Mitzvah Satora, it's still a halachically significant act. Okay? And finally, the Me'iri, there in Kiddush Lamed Aleph, I'll also quote. So again, we have this machok that we've shown him. I do want to show you, and look at 72, okay? Shalos Achuvus Min HaShomayim. What is that? One of the Balayatosas of Yaakov of Marvej, I don't know what it means, okay? He visited a malach regularly, and he asked him all the shilas, and he printed the answers called Shalos Achuvus Min HaShomayim. It's available. I have a copy at home. These are heavenly tshuvas, right? He got the answer direct from the malachim, whatever that means. And Simon Aleph, he has this question. Well, what's the story? He was bothered by the way he asked the malach, what's the story? You know, women make a broch or not? And he quotes that it's certainly okay. He was asking about lulav and sukkah specifically. It was certainly okay because lulav, we should have lev lulav, lev echad l'shamayim, and shofar brings our tefillas up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's good for women too. It's like afein hayu b'osaneh. It's a different angle. Okay, how do we paskin in all of this? So 73, let's look on the Shulchan Aruch. Orachayim sim tov kuf pei tes sivov. Guess what? It's machokas mechaber namo. Mechaber, afo pi shenoshim p'turus yichol l'chiskoa. Right? Aval ein mevarchos. No bracha. Comes Ramah, the Haminek Shanashim, yes, mevarchos. Hal mitzvah says man grama. Bottom line, the Mechaber, not surprising, goes with the Rambam. And those who are with him, Rashi perhaps, and the Rabbeinu Tam goes with, and the Ramah goes to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, and says they can make a bracha. The Birka Yosef from the Chidor, and by the way, that's a machokas, Sfaradim and Ashkazim down to this day. Okay, by the Ashkenazim, I think most of our wives in the Ben Chesed, they say the bracha. Okay, there are other mitzvahs that they're obligated, that they volunteer to do. They say a bracha. And the Sfaradim, women do not, as a general. Although, among the Sfaradim, some disagree with the Pesach Lamechaber, the Chidor, the Birka Yosef, and Simon Tov Reish Nun Dalad, Ozbeis, he says he found that Mashanogu Ktsas Noshim Eretz Hatzvi, that's Eretz Yisrael. Some women do make a bracha on Lulav, and I was bothered by this a lot. I wanted to be vatal at minute. It's not right. We follow the Shulchan Aruch, we're Sfaradim, we follow the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. But then I came across this, this Tshuva Min HaShamayim, and he said that it's okay. So then I thought that maybe if the Mechaber would have seen that, he wouldn't have passed it that way. I don't know if that's true, but that's what the Chidor suggests. And in one of his Tshuvas, the same Chidor, Tshuvas Yosef Omet Simon Pei Bei, 75, he says, well, on Yina, Aloha, Ani Hadal Ro'isi, Mashay Shiva Min HaShamayim, and Yaakov Min Marvesh, and so on and so forth. So he says it's okay to make a broch, even though it's a Sfardi. Similarly, Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, Charles the Tshuvas, Rav Pe'olim, Chelik Aleph, Sod Yisharim Simon Yud Beis, he says, Nira, Li B'siyata D'shmaik, by Lulav, at least by Lulav and Sukkah, it's an exception, and even though he's a Sfardi, he follows like that. On the other hand, in the other direction, he follows, you can make a brocha. On the other hand, in the Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv, that's a Kloisenberger Rebbe, on the last door, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, his Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv, Chelik Or Chaim Simon Hei, Oz Gimel, quotes from his Zeta, the Divrei Chaim, the Sanzer, who said that he did not want women to make brachas on the mitzvahs that they're not obligated. He says, you do a guy looking for end of the first line, Adoni Avi Zikni Baal Chadir Chaim, Omar, listen to this. They have wonderful children. Don't sit in the sukkah. Don't wave the Luvan Esther. That's what he said, even though he's Ashkenazi. Wouldn't even let them do it all together. And then the third paragraph, he said he thinks this may revolve around the question of how seriously we take the Brochel of Atola issue in terms of its connection to Lo Sisa. And Rav Avad Yosef, in his Tshuva 78, Tshuva Shabia Omer Chelek Aleph or Chaim Simon Lamed Tes, talks about it, and he suggests, you know, Zion, same question, okay, and talking about Sukkah Lulav, and he says he always wants to bring the Sfardim back to the Mechaber, and it's one of the big projects of Avad Yosef, was that the Sfardim, we accepted the Shulchan Aruch, and never mind the Chidua, never mind the Ben Ish Chai, great people, but he said we accepted, a lot of Avad Yosef's efforts were to bring the Sfardim back to follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. What the Mechaber wrote, even the other Sfardim might have disagreed. So that's what he says here too. And he writes in Zion, though, Umireish Havamina, I thought this machlokas is the same machlokas like we've said tonight. Isur Brocha Shem Tzvichim in the Torah. Is the Brocha, is that part of a Darais or Darabon, like we mentioned earlier? But look, we wrote in those tests. He has another idea. Lechori Yeshlomer, the high plug to tie machlokas, a different machlokas. Machlokas Rashi and Aminatam and Sukkah Memdalad, whether you can make a Brocha on a Minik. Okay, and that's what I'll finish off with. Okay, there's a tzugi and sukkah of Mem Daro Lal of 79. Machloka is talking about the beating the Arabas on Hoshana Rabbah. You know, the avoda the Arabas on Hoshana Rabbah. It's a minig neviim, yesod neviim. So we don't have time to go into the details of that right now. But Tosas there, it's a takon of the neviim or a minig neviim. So Tosas and sukkah Mem Daro Bei Dumasel Kan Mikdash 81. The Tosas says that nowadays he mentions that if something is only a minig, we don't make a brachan minhagim, right? We should make a brachan minhagim. That's the difference between something that's a minig or a takana. And he says, v'yesh medaktikin, what about halal on Rosh Chodesh? Right? We just had Rosh Chodesh 2 days ago. Do we make a brachan halal on Rosh Chodesh? Ashkenazim, we do. Right, we say the so-called chatzi halal. We skip half of two pukim, right? The so-called bridge halal. But do we taka make a brocha? And he records the Gemara. The Tosa says, Rav came from Eretz Yisrael, never heard of halal and Rosh Chodesh. He came to Bavel, it was Rosh Chodesh, they were saying halal. I thought they'd lost their minds. He wanted to stop them. Then he realized, oh, they're skipping. Okay, that must be the minig. Okay, there's a question when they make a brocha on a minig. Okay, so it's interesting. That's a machlokas, all right? When they make a brocha on a minig. Tosa says, we do. In the end of the day, we do, and Ashkenazim do. The Rambam, Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezayin, 82, says that we don't. Okay? Something that's a minig, even from the Nevi'im. We don't make a bracha, including Halal Rosh Chodesh. And that's a machlokas in Simon Tov Chav Beis of Arachayim, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Siv Beis, and a machlokas, a difference of opinion between Ashkenazim and Sfardim to this day. Okay? Yes, your Sfardi friends, they didn't say a bracha on Halal, most of them. Sfardim are not all the same either, any more than Ashkenazim all the same. Okay. Sometimes we Ashkenazim think, you know, they all have the same in Hagim because they're Sfardim. You know, they know the Yemenites and the Syrians and the Moroccans and the Turks have different in Hagim, just like Hungarians and the Poles, they don't have all the same in Hagim as the German. But anyway, many Sfardim didn't say a Baruch on Rosh Chodesh, on Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so it's a really a machlokas. The Mordechai in Shabbos, I printed the 83, Remes Resh Pehe, the second book of Shabbos, says that this is a machlokas and it's a machlokas ladina. And so the Rav Yosef suggests maybe that's the same issue. Can you make a broch on a minig after not a men? Forget about women. Okay, so the Shitas happen to line up very well. The Rambam says, no, sir, we do not make a broch on something. It's not explicitly commanded, it's only a minig. And therefore, says Rav Yosef, that's what the Rambam, Lashitaso, said, women should make a broch either, not commanded. Whereas the Balai Tozum and the Tom says, no, we do make a bracha on a minig, and therefore it's okay for women to make a bracha when they're not commanded. So as I said, it's not just a question of women, and men also with these mitzvahs. So that machlokas, Mechaber Ramah, based on machlokas we've shown him, plays into this, and maybe that's what's behind, the third possibility, what's behind this whole machlokas about women making a bracha. Can you make a bracha when you're not explicitly commanded? The Rambam says, no, it's only a minig, it's beautiful, do the minig, but you can't make a bracha. Right? Do whatever you want, but you can't make the bracha. And the Tosas, Balai Tosas, we do make a bracha. At the end, Rav Avadia Yosef writes in a different tshuva, Chelek Hayav Yabia Omer or Chaim Sim Mem Gimel Ozayin, said, I'm not coming to tell the Ashkenazim to go against the Ramo. Okay? They should follow what the Ramo says, but I'm telling the Sfardim, we paskin like the Mechaber and the Ramon, and Rambam rather, and therefore we should accept their position and we should not make a brocha, women should not make a brocha on those mitzvahs. And Moshe Feinstein, I'll conclude, in 86, writes in Igus Moshe Arachaim Chelek Dalot, Simon Mem Tez, he says, the women should only do the mitzvah because they're sincerely motivated to do the mitzvah. Now, not for external reasons, right? A pashut shirak b'choshka nafsho l'kai mitzvah, you know. But if they just want to do it for political reasons or for feminist reasons, whatever, that's probably not right, Rav Moshe said. The right thing to do it is to make sure you have the right intention. But this question of whether they should make a bracha or not, we saw it goes all the way back in old Machlokos Rishonim and different practices down to this day. Okay, sorry, I went a few minutes over. I wish everyone a good Shabbos.